Om Shanti. Good morning. So today is the second part of anger management, and today we are going to discuss the introduction, definition of anger, types of anger, history and theories of anger, and effects of anger. So it's a very theoretical class. So let's start. So first, people have given different definitions of anger. One definition is that anger is an intense emotional response. They say that it is an emotion which involves a strong, uncomfortable and emotional response to a perceived provocation, and that could be a hurt or a threat by somebody. And anger can also occur when a person feels that his personal boundaries are being violated by somebody. And there is a anger management writer, William D. Foray. He has described anger as a pressure cooker. He says that the anger, you can apply pressure to your anger for a certain amount of time and then it explodes. So he has described anger as a pressure cooker. And anger can have many physical and emotional consequences, mental consequences. And modern psychologists, they describe anger and they say that it is a primary, mature and natural emotion, which is experienced virtually by all human beings, and they say that it is something that has functional value for survival. So somewhere they have justified anger at some point of time. And anger can also be like, it can be a result of frustration, and anger is can also be distinguished from hostility. Like they say that which is a chronic state of anger. Anger is a temporary response, but when particular frustrating situation remains for a long period of time or permanent, then it is known as hostility. So what are the different types of anger? Psychologists have tried to categorize anger into different types, but there is no real agreement that these many types of anger exist. So first type of anger they described is chronic anger. Now what is chronic anger is something which is ongoing for a long period of time, and person develops a resentment towards other people or a resentment towards the self. And it is a prolonged type of anger which is highly unhealthy for people, and it also puts a stress on the immune system. It can result in depression and it can result in other illnesses. So this is a chronic type of anger. Then second is, no, they have not given time duration. So second is volatile anger. Volatile anger is something which comes and goes. It can be very explosive and intense, and it is often triggered by perceived wrong or personal annoyance, and it is one of the most dangerous type of anger, and this can result in physical or verbal outburst also. So this is volatile anger. Third is judgmental anger. These are the people who put other people down. They will make them feel worthless. They will make them feel that whatever they have done is bad. So this is the way they express the feeling. So this is judgmental anger. For example, what comments they will make is like, whenever you are given work, you never do it well. So such statements, when you never do well, you always make mistakes. So such type of judgments are passed to the colleagues or subordinates. Then fourth is behavioral anger. This is usually described as someone which is aggressive and towards a trigger, and sometimes this can be someone who always seems to act out or is troublesome to the people around. So this is a behavioral anger. And fifth is passive anger. Passive anger person will be very sarcastic in their talks. They will not be like shouting or raising their voice, but they will pass a sarcastic remark, and they will try to avoid confrontations with people or situations. For example, hurt sarcastic remark they could pass, like nowadays you remain very happy, nowadays you make others very happy, but inside the feelings are not good. When you are passing such remark, it could be that you are angry with that person and you give a sarcastic remark. So that's a passive anger. Then sixth is they say constructive anger. Now in spirituality we never talk about constructive anger, but here the key factor is in driving people to join some movements or groups. You are fed up with a situation which is going on, you want to bring about some positive change. So you make other people also join the movement. So like when processions are taken out, or like a union is there, and they feel that something is going wrong, and they are fed up with the situation. Yeah, kind of a protest. That is also expression of anger. So they have categorized that as a constructive anger. Then seventh is self-inflicted anger. This is the person harms his own body, and he or she punishes self. Like for example, that if the person wants to make intense effort but is not able to make intense effort, so she or he will punish self, like by starvation. If she doesn't get up at Amrit Vela, she will say that I will not have breakfast today. So this is something like a self-inflicted anger on the self, starvation. Or there are some people who want to behave in a particular way, but we are not able to behave in a particular way, or we are not able to imbibe that virtue. So what if they fail in doing that, then they will harm themselves by cutting fingers or something like that. So this is self-inflicted anger. Then is overwhelmed anger. This person relieves stress by shouting out when they can't take the situations and things happening around them, when things are just too overwhelming for them. Suppose if a person is working in a department, or if there is a center and some sisters are working, but the seniors are putting some stress on the person. So at a point of time will come where she will be just overwhelmed by whatever is happening, and she will burst out by shouting. So this is overwhelmed anger. Overwhelmed. Then ninth is retaliatory anger. This is a common type of anger where we give response when by lashing out at somebody. Like somebody is shouting at us, we don't want to remain quiet, so we will also be angry. So that is a retaliatory anger. Then 10th is paranoid. This anger comes out by some feeling of jealousy towards somebody, and they feel that the people will take away their rights. So they feel jealous inside, insecurity inside, and then this anger comes out, paranoid. So for example, when some person has joined the department, or a new sister has come to the center, so the other person who will have insecurity that she is doing very well, she can go ahead in life, she will take away my rights, and that kind of situation where there is a paranoid anger. Then 11th is deliberate anger. Now this anger is to gain power over the situation. They say that deliberate anger is a planned anger. You are seeing that the situations are not happening as you wanted. So you will plan that I'm going to get angry, and it will be like a deliberate anger. Then 12th is anger avoidance. These people don't like anger much, and they are afraid of anger, and they will avoid people who get angry. So that is anger avoidance. Then 13th is sneaky anger. Sneaky is darpok, gupt, like that. These anger sneak never let others know that they are angry. Means they will be burning inside, but they will not let others know that they are angry. So these are sneaky anger. Then 14th is sudden anger. Sudden anger, people, they have described that they are like thunderstorm on a summer day. They will just burst out and blast out. So this is out of nothing, they will just have anger. So this is sudden anger. Then this is 15th is shame-based anger. Shame-based anger is said that people who need a lot of attention, or who are very sensitive to criticism, often develops this type of anger. The slightest criticism, and that sets off the anger. So this is shame-based anger. Then next is 16th is addictive anger. Some people say that when anger comes, you feel the energy, and when they feel the energy, they feel good, and great feeling is there. So they like that intensity, and that's why they get angry again and again. So that's addictive anger. Then 17th is habitual anger. Habitual anger is anger can become a bad habit, and these people will be grumpy at small things. Small things will make them angry. So these are this is habitual anger, behavioral anger, and habitual. There is maybe behavioral anger. Triggered by situations. Here they are maybe it's not triggered, but just habitual. Hate, then 18th is hate. Hate is, they say, it is a hardened anger. It is nasty anger style where it happens when someone decides that at least one or the other person is totally evil or bad around them, and they cannot forgive them. Forgiveness is impossible here. And hate starts as an anger and that does not get resolved. So that's hate. It is also categorized in anger. Then last 19th is violent behavior. And this leads to some kind of violent behavior. It often begins with verbal threats or relatively minor incidents, but over a period of time it can result in physical harm also. So it is more damaging. This includes elderly abuse or child abuse, like that. So that's violent behavior. So just to revise, unsatisfactory anger. That is 20. Irritation is an expression. So first is chronic anger, second is volatile, third is judgmental, fourth is behavioral, passive, then constructive, then self-inflicted, then overwhelmed, retaliatory anger, then paranoid, then deliberate anger, anger avoidance, sneaky. They have categorized this. Then sneaky anger, then sudden anger, shame-based anger, addictive anger, habitual anger, hate, and violent behavior. Now this is a very theoretical topic, why we are describing all angers. So but I thought one of the ways is like we should know what anger we are suffering from. So once we know that this is my quality of anger, then only we can work on it and find out what can be done for it. If we don't know only, then how can we progress? So anger topic has so many types of anger, and now today we should be able to categorize where do we fit in, which type of anger do we have, and then start working on it. Then second is just in brief theory, history and theories of anger. Some people spoke about anger of spirits and anger of ghosts and anger of gods also. So in Hindu mythology gods also get angry because of disloyalty, because of disobedience. So in Hindu mythology, in Bible also, at many places God's anger has been given and it is justified as righteous anger in Bible. And in Quran also, and in Islam, people pray 5 times in a day, and in that they pray Al-Fatiha Surah. And that, if you go to the translation of that surah, it speaks about Allah's anger. So religions have also spoken about when you don't pray to Him, when you don't follow the codes and conduct. That is the topic. No, in the sense when they say that when you die, then you will go to hell. And in this life also, according to your karmas. Suppose if you are suffering some bad situation or bad thing in your life, it's because of your karma that God has punished you. So many times they say that it is God's given, so just it's like that. Then in 2002, WHO produced the first careful estimated world report about violence. And WHO researchers found that about 1.6 million people die due to violence. And every year, this includes youth violence, child abuse, elderly abuse, and gang murders. So this is some history about anger. Then what are the theories of anger? One writer is Stenberg's theory of anger. He has described. He proposed a theory about love first, and he said that love has 3 parts. First is intimacy, second is passion, and third is commitment. In the same way, he says that hate also has 3 components. First is steady avoidance, avoiding. Second is passionate anger or disguise or disgust or dislike for the enemy. And third part, he says, it consists of belief system that adds fuel to the hot emotions and justifies your hate. And he says, the more you have these three parts of hate, the more you hate the people you consider enemies. And further, he has described about burning. Burning hate is intense. Cool hate. He said cool hate. What is cool hate? So he says these people doesn't want to be around dislike group. Cool hate. And what is hot hate? Hot hate is feeling very angry for short time. And then he said slimmering hate. So this is disgust towards certain group, but it is not so intense. So this is Sternberg's theory of anger. Second theory is just genetic and hormonal factors leading to anger. Then third is frustration aggression theory. Some theories believe that anger just naturally results from frustration. So this is called frustration aggression hypothesis. And one is iceberg theory of anger. The iceberg is also used to explain the anger as when you see an iceberg, only 10% is seen outside and 90% is under the surface. So anger, when a person gets angry, he will retaliate or he will get angry by his emotions, by his behaviors and actions. So this is only 10% he shows, but 90% of the core feeling is inside that why he is getting angry. So this is like iceberg theory, that person is showing only 10% but 90% of the feelings are there inside, and this could be because of worry, because of fear of rejection, because of shame, because of depression, that he does not bring about that 90% to the surface. So this is iceberg theory of anger. And there is one more theory, pressure cooker theory of anger. And pressure cooker theory, he described that pressure cooker is there, the flame is there, the lid is there, and that steam is there. So the triggers are the flame. That when triggers are there, that boils the food inside, no? The pressure cooker. So that builds up the pressure inside. And when you want to release this pressure, you release the lid. So release the lid and the anger will settle to steam. And he described food inside the pressure cooker as past memories or the experiences or unresolved emotions. So this is the pressure cooker theory of anger. That's how anger behaves. And last topic was effects of anger. I think this we had discussed in last class also. What is the lid? I think that should come from our side. That this will be like in that he described that go for a walk, and when you go for a walk, fire is the triggers.
Fire is trigger.
Trigger. Food is past memories, experiences or unresolved emotions. And when you know that this is my anger building up, then you remove the lid. Remove the lid is by bringing it into action, that you will resolve your anger by this. So when you resolve the anger, the steam is released, means the anger settles. So effects of anger, physical level, we discussed last time that high blood pressure, some cardiac problems, digestive problems, and insomnia, depression. At mental level, depression, it weakens the immune system, relationship breakdown, patient person isolates from other people. You isolate from, you try to avoid, there's so many different types, no? Like they describe that when there is adrenaline release in your body, and then there is gush of this adrenaline, and a person feels heat in the body, heart rate goes up, he starts shivering, tremors are there, and his voice will raise. This is immediate effect. And later on, if you keep on getting angry again and again, then these effects can result. Headaches. So this is effects of anger. People start staying away, being isolated, avoidance of that trigger. This would be all effects of anger. So this is anger management too. Emotional, at the emotional level, depression, avoidance, crying. Social effect would be you will be away, and spiritual effect will be if you are getting angry again and again, then I don't think so you'll be able to concentrate in yoga or your Gyan Chintan, churning of knowledge. You won't be stable, that all will come in spiritual effect. Family starts like Baba told in Murli, no, once. Anger is not justified according to spirituality. That we had discussed in last class, that there are certain incidents where we discussed last time, that whether that is justified. Some 5-year-old child has died, and because of some hospital mistake, so parents get angry on the hospital or the doctors and the staff because of doctor's mistake. But here Baba has given us knowledge about karma, philosophy and everything. Suppose if we have the knowledge that what time it is, that it is Iron Age now. If you consider that this is Iron Age and this all things are going to happen, and corruption and injustice. Yeah, but that's what Baba says, no, that the time is not of golden age that you expect good things from people. At present the time is Iron Age and all these things, that is his karma. No, so that is our anger, that we are getting angry because somebody is speaking untruth. That is my trigger. So I have to work on my trigger then. That if somebody is, that is his sanskar. Why that sanskar is making me disturb? And again, if I get angry, even that is a bad sanskar. That is a bad thing. And it is his part to behave like that. It is his the thing that he is getting. He is speaking the untruth, and maybe you remember you had described one Abdul Kalam Azad that incident where they had to launch in 83 satellite. So and so many crores India had sponsored on that, and that went in the water. Now, always after that, there is a press conference. So, there was a press conference and the leader, who was that? Rama. Satish Dhawan. So, he has to face the press conference. He goes to the press conference and he says that, okay. It is not his mistake. The juniors have done the work. He is not related to that also. But when a mistake is there, this person is going and facing the press conference, and very nicely he says that, okay, it is our mistake and we will do best next time. And next year again there is a launching of the satellite and that is successful. Now this leader tells Abdul Kalam Azad to go and face the press conference. So see how he did not get angry that time. So a learning inspirational thing is the inspirational story, that when something bad happened, the way he faced, and he did not shout it at them. And when something is successful, he is telling the juniors to go and cheer. That time you remain silent because Baba has told that truth is always going to come, and untruth will not stay for a long time. So there you have to have patience. There also Baba has told, na, ki sach ki nahi hai, dulegi hilegi, nahi dubegi nahi leki. So that. So Baba has given answers to all your questions in Murli. Yeah, we will post that in the class. We have it. So Baba has spoken in Sakar Murli also that if Baba had spoken about Ansh and Vansh of Krodh, that he had taken out some Murli, Avyak Murli years. It's there. Okay. Om Shanti. I think this was the last class. Yeah, it's